This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello to everybody out there, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I am your host, your guest host, Kyle Warrens, the professor of politics, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, of course, the host of the Captain's America Third Watch, as we broadcast on this Tuesday morning edition, live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and of course, broadcasting by way of the West Coast this morning from Studio E. That's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to all of our great radio affiliates across the country as well as around the world via the internet and via satellite on the GCN network. Now, as always, a special shout out goes out to all of our active military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, and of course, U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working out there right now on the Third Watch, you're keeping America rolling along. We appreciate all of you, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and the women out there getting the job done, our FedEx, our UPS drivers, our bulk mail center haulers, and, of course, our suicide jockeys, you know who you are, hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, we don't want to forget our Amazon warehouse workers listening right now and our Amazon drivers delivering their packages all across the country. Now, you can follow us on Facebook simply by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find us on Gab, on MeWe, Truth Social, Getter, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America. That's at Captain's America. And you can find out more about the program and Captain Matt Bruce as well at the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And now joining us right now, of course, we have our special guest here in the 5 o'clock hour, and that's none other than U.S. Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. He's also president of the Manatee County Liberty Caucus. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Professor Kyle. Good to be with you. It feels like a Monday morning coming off a long weekend, but it's great to be with you on America's Third Watch this morning.
Well, thank you. Yes, it does feel like a Monday morning. But are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Professor, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the
flag, of the United States
of America,
and to the republic,
for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with
liberty
and justice,
for all.
All right, folks, and of course, as Captain Matt always emphasizes, we tell you, don't forget those two words, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, we want to start out this morning. It looks like Russia, according to reports, has, quote, changed its tactics by attacking Kiev with a daytime missile attack.
Yeah, and in the last 24 hours, this is one of four attacks. One, of course, came about midday, which is a difference, but it shouldn't be surprising to anybody. And again, most of these four attacks is a mix of both cruise missiles and those that were launched by UAVs, Iranian-made UAVs, which Russia recently said they wanted to step up acquisitions, and, of course, Iran. Being in the market for money that would come in from that would be today, and being part of the evil axis, the three, along with Russia and China. So that's not a surprise. And what does it mean strategically? I'm not so sure. Of course, it meant the more damage, more reaction to that. But it appears by all evidence to make Zelensky and Ukrainians that more resolved to do what they're going to do and to reject any of the anything outside of what the G7 said that they were going to do for indefinite support of the Ukrainians' defensive war against Russia right there. So we'll wait and see.
Yeah.
It means a lot, yet it doesn't mean that much.
Well, I think you're right about that. You know, according to one of the reports that we've seen, there's been a leaked U.S. military assessment, and it's talking about the Ukraine's air defenses. They're using the Soviet-era S-300 system, but they're saying it's becoming increasingly hard to find ammunition and such for this particular system.
Yeah, you know, folks, we talk about, let's send this, that, or the other from this nation or other or from the United States in terms of weaponry and the like, but, you know, those of us who've been around in the military long enough know that there's a long supply chain and support chain, and I think folks are starting to discover, like, you got training, you got the equipment, once you expend the ammunition, you got to resupply the ammunition, and, of course, we, in our own, you know, as we talk about dealing with our budget and our debt limit and all that, we're coming to grips with the fact that, funding one of our single most greatest outliers for our taxpayer money, the Department of Defense, is it's no small thing. And it's like that everywhere.
Right, exactly. You mentioned about the drones, too. These are Iranian-made, as you mentioned, and they seem to be, I guess for lack of a better term, a budget way for the Russians to continue to do these other kinds of attacks. And I'm sure that Russia is feeling the pinch in terms of its ability to even pay for this thing anymore, perhaps.
Oh, sure. You know, America is not the only one feeling an economic pinch right now. In fact, in some ways, we're better off than many. Oddly enough, as bad off as we see sometimes those on many fronts, but that's right. China, Russia, there's nobody that's escaping this because this is worldwide, and a lot of it's because of all the expenditures for things outside of nations have, and just keeping things where they're at, but the migration issues worldwide, the national security issues, many of them are self-inflicted issues by many of these nations, but nevertheless, once you go down that road, you gotta keep feeding the monster.
That's right. All right, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, please hold the line, sir, as we're coming up on the break. I hear the music coming up, and folks, that means we're going to take a quick break. We're going to pay a couple of bills and come right back to you more with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, Kyle Warren, and for Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jeff. Greatly appreciated. Folks, we are rolling through the overnight hours here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce this morning on this Tuesday morning. Hope that all is going well for you. And we've got more with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army retired, coming up here in just a moment. But first, let me let you know that we have a temporary call-in line. That's 949-629-3212, 949-629-3212, if you'd like to call in and opine if you have a question for Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And also, this portion of our program is being brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. That would include Moss Acura and Moss Nissan. Moss Acura and Moss Nissan are side-by-side there on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. They've also got the all-new Moss Nissan dealership up in Brooksville. That's on State Route 50, right near the Suncoast Parkway. And their flagship location, of course, is located at 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. That's Moss Nissan and MossAcura.com. Moss spelled M-A-U-S. So MossNissan.com and MossAcura.com. Check them out. And, of course, you hear the captain raving about their service and their sales and their vehicles all the time here on the program. So go check them out, MossNissan.com, MossAcura.com. All right, right back to Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and welcome back to the program.
Professor.
All right. Thank you very much. And right during the break, we were talking about, we wanted to talk about, number one, Japan now says that it will destroy any North Korean missiles after there's been this satellite launch warning. North Korea is evidently going to launch a satellite.
Yeah. It's interesting how from time to time, the last couple years, how North Korea has been front and center with us, and it certainly was during the Trump administration. That's become just kind of a side issue right here, and these little interesting things pop up. But of course, you know, recently, and what North Korea has partially responded to was the placing of nuclear power submarines with the United States, working with Japan and South Korea, all right, there. And so North Korea is feeling that. And China, of course, on the sidelines is just happy to allow North Korea to be a distraction from what it is doing elsewhere as well. So, yeah, and so it always bears watching, and certainly does. You cannot divorce North Korea as being something to pay attention to. It's not as important as Kim Il-jung and the like would like it to be, but it's what it is. It does that, and it certainly has great vested interest by Japan and South Korea, and so thereby we've got to pay interest in it as well.
Right. Well, exactly. But it seems to me that there can be a mistake that's made in one of these kinds of things. Somebody can overreact, and not just in that theater, but almost anywhere else around the world, as we were talking about on the break. And, you know, it just seems like we're always sort of one step away from one of these kinds of things. And I think something like that almost even happened in Ukraine, having to do with the British reconnaissance plane.
Yeah, you know, Professor, you're absolutely right. Historically, if you look back at past wars, world wars and all that, and you look at the small things that apparently seem to trigger, of course, there's many other things that fit into that, but in the end, it was miscalculations on the part of one or more nations that led to the calamity, that led to great losses of life. Of course, here in the nuclear world, where many people have nuclear weapons, and of course, tactical news now in Belarus, and tactical news here, and the Belarus president says, hey, the Russia would gladly give up tactical news to anybody that's willing to support and pay the money for it. That's insane.
It is,
and,
isn't it?
You put that in line with the miscalculation that a nut job like North Korea could do. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And for that reason alone, small things can quickly become big things, and frankly, with all the hubbub that we have about national defense and peace through strength and all that, I would say that it is our failure to lead on the in the State Department, and that is probably the greatest thing, and the thing that whoever's president in 2024 is going to most need to redress, because you want to do that. You want to prevent war and calamity, and you do that through diplomacy and economics. And so we kind of lose sight of those things, and we don't see that's the greatest weakness that we suffer right now, is that we have lost our way on American leadership in the world. And I'm not talking about, you know, leading the way and just selling all our arms and weapons and all that, defending it. It's the diplomatic and economic front. We are at a loss.
Yes.
And the leadership is not there. It just isn't.
No, I agree with you completely, especially about the diplomacy aspect. We shouldn't get into these situations or not allow them to develop. Well, Kevin, we do have a call on the line. I think it's Mary, I think she has a question or a comment. Mary, are you there?
Yes. Good morning. Every day I listen to the quote news, and it just seems like it's trying to make sanity out of insanity every day. I can't honestly tell what is going on in Ukraine. I read about biological weapons on Ukraine that were close to Russia. So that's what I believe started all of that over there. They're trying to fight that and get their country back, is the way I look at it. But the other thing about looking after America first, I did hear over the weekend that State Farm is not going to insure houses in California anymore. Now, that's an American thing, and I think that's a big deal, especially living in California. And I just wanted to know how you thought about looking at America versus looking at the world. And thank you.
Hey, thank you, Mary. We appreciate your call very, very much. Thank you for calling. All right. Yes. What do you think, Kevin? Do you think that there's, you know, of course, when she's talking about the insanity of it all. I can talk. I know for sure about the State Farm issue here in California, and that's because they don't want to pay out on this stuff. It's too risky right now. But what do you think?
Yeah. And of course, here on America's Third Watch, we try to make some sanity of insanity. And as you know, that's doing it. every morning. That's a struggle. But, yeah, that's interesting because State Farm, of course, all my insurance, almost everything I do financially, with just a couple exceptions, is because being a 24-year veteran is through USAA. But I check out other things. The State Farm is one of the most respected by the consumers and those that go into State Farm most well like. So when an organization like State Farm says, hey, enough is enough, we cannot afford to invest in the insanity, speak of insanity, out here in California,
right.
Folks need to pay attention to that. They really do, because that carries some weight. This is some two-bit thing right there. And, I mean, you could tie it up in America's First or not, but, you know, you're just talking about economics.
Well, sure.
It's just like, you know, our the Wizard on Wall Street talks about. You got to listen to him. He makes sanity out of all the stuff that we throw out there in the domestic economics and international economics, because you can't separate out the two. But, yeah, I think it's worth noting. And so I thank Mary for bringing that up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we appreciate the call very much, Mary. And one other thing, too, Kevin, is that you've got the State Farm agents in their offices. And now State Farm has just said, guess what? You're not writing policies anymore. They're going to do car insurance, but a lot of these smaller independent offices are going to really be devastated by this pullback by State Farm. And so that's just, unfortunately, that's the lot that they've drawn on this.
Yeah. Well, that's the downside. There's always second and third order effects. And of course, that's why many operators, of course, I used to be a Primerica independent salesman of life insurance and investments. And so I know that where the company goes, so went to I, even though I was quote unquote independent. But yeah, that's what it is. That's where their strength is. Many larger things is all these independent salesmen and operators everywhere. And unfortunately, as you just said, that's where some of the pain's going to be, and it's going to have to be adapt and adjust and yep. things like that. And it's not that they can all just overnight pick up, move out of California, and go someplace like, well, like out here in Florida. I mean, you may be able to travel back and forth between Florida and California with apparent ease, as you did in the last week. But
yep.
It's not that easy to uproot your business and do it, is it?
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. Well, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and we appreciate you being on the program this morning, sir. I look forward to talking to you again real soon because I hear the music coming up. You have a great morning.
My pleasure. You as well.
Okay, thank you. All right, retired Colonel, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, U.S. Army retired, here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And, folks, we are rolling along here in the overnight hours. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA News Update. The impeachment trial for Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is set to start no later than August 28th. 12 House members delivered the articles of impeachment to the state Senate yesterday. 7 Republicans and 5 Democrats will hear the case. Paxton is temporarily suspended after the Texas House voted overwhelmingly Saturday to impeach him on charges including abuse of office and obstruction of justice. Proceedings are expected to get underway today in the Tree of Life capital murder trial of Robert Bowers. After jury selection wrapped up last week, Bowers is charged with killing seven worshippers at a Pittsburgh-area synagogue in 2018. It was the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. Lawmakers returning to Washington today will face intense pressure from leaders on Capitol Hill and the White House to support the debt ceiling bill and overcome opposition on both sides of the aisle. The first test is set for tomorrow with a vote in Congress. Lance Pry, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Listen to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
And we want to thank you for making it the most listened to program in the overnights. That's you, the listener. We appreciate you, and we are glad that you're rolling along with us here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program as we stroll across your overnight radio dial, talking about all these different great things. And boy, that was a great conversation with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Always very, very informative, and I really do appreciate talking with him. And, of course, folks, we do appreciate you, and we also appreciate the good people over at MyPillow because they help sponsor this program. So definitely check out MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. And, of course, you always hear the captain telling you about the great products and that they have at MyPillow. From the MyPillow 2.0, that's brand new, of course, to the Giza sheets. And they've got the slippers and the unbelievable towel sets. I was just remarking earlier as well that, you know, I use the towels every day. My family uses the towels. Let me let you in on a secret, folks. We're not ever buying any other kind of towels. These are the best. So you definitely want to check them out. MyPillow.com is the website, and you can check out things like the Giza bed sheets, which we sleep on every night, me and Mrs. Professor, of course. And right now you can save 50% on the MyPillow Giza bed sheet sets. They're as low as $29.98. That's the slippers, the sandals, and the slides. As low as $19.95 with your promo code. And the promo code is CAPTAIN. Real easy to remember. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Also, if you're into getting a mattress from MyPillow.com, They've got a Memorial Day mattress sale going on, and with your promo code, you can save an additional $100. We understand that. That is a great deal, and that offer ends May 31st, so you still got plenty of time. So head on over to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code CAPTAIN. If you don't want to put in your credit card information to make a purchase on the Internet, they understand that. They've got you covered on that because they set up an 800 number, 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459, and you can call them up, talk to a real nice, real person, and save a bundle still. But be sure to use your promo code because that, my friends, is the key. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Well, it's evidently going to be a rocky road ahead, it seems like, especially with some of the different Republicans now not very happy about this debt ceiling agreement, the agreement in principle, as it were. And even so, you've got Senator Lindsey Graham saying that he wants to get a debt limit only, a suspension only for 90 days. Because he's not happy with some of the military or defense spending in it. He's calling it an absurd deal. He says it's a disaster for defense. But here's the thing. This has been hammered out at great cost by Kevin McCarthy and his team, negotiating with the White House team. Basically, I think this is the deal that they're going to be able to get right now. It doesn't satisfy everything. It's not comprehensive in the grand sense, but it does get the ball rolling. I think this is really, really important that it gets the ball rolling, and they stood firm and they were able to get some very significant things out of this. I think especially having to do with the work requirements, because, again, having a job, that is one of the best things that people can do. It gives a sense of self-worth. It gives a sense of accomplishment. It gives a sense of value and belonging in the society. You've got some skin in the game, as they say, and you realize that hard work really does pay off. Now, why do the Democrat Party elite not want people to actually find out the magic ingredient in success and building wealth? And that is, of course, working. And you can go do that. And so, you know, unfortunately, they just want to keep paying everybody. We get that. I get that. But you got some other Republicans that are not happy about this. This from Reuters, a handful of hard right Republican lawmakers said Monday they would oppose the deal to raise the United States $31.4 trillion debt ceiling in a sign that the bipartisan agreement could face a rocky path through Congress before the U.S. runs out of money next week. Although expected, the opposition illustrates the hurdles that Democrat President Joe Biden and top congressional Republican Kevin McCarthy will have to overcome to see the Republican-controlled House of Representatives and Democratic-controlled Senate pass the package. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, a candidate, of course, for the 2024 presidential nomination, say the deal does not do enough to change the fiscal trajectory. Quote, after this deal, our country will still be careening towards bankruptcy, unquote, he said on Fox News. Still, backers predicted it would clear Congress before the United States runs out of money to pay its bills, which the Treasury Department says will happen on June the 5th. Well, I don't doubt that it will eventually pass. But I don't think that they ought to say to themselves, well, it shouldn't pass or it should be completely opposed because it, as I said, it gets the ball rolling. It's like, you know, the one penguin who said, you know, suddenly jumps off the thing and then all the other penguins keep following. And that's indicative now of the fact that people out there realize that you have to have some spending cuts. And the polls are reflecting that. And the Democrat negotiation team at the White House has got to have been aware of that. And they realize that Joe Biden is foundering in the polls. He's foundering in the polls. And earlier in the broadcast, we had this soundbite. I think it bears repeating. You know that according to a Fox News poll, 48% of the people out there believe that Joe Biden's policies are hurting them. Hurting them. 20% think his policies are helping them. 31% say it's no different. So I'm a little bit worried about the 31%, but that's neither here nor there right now. But listen real briefly here. This is Steve Forbes talking about Joe Biden. And the reason I bring this up is because I think there was movement on this debt deal because they see what's happening in the polls. They see how the people are feeling, and they've got to do something. They can't message their way out of it. It's just these MAGA Republicans trying to crash the economy and all that stuff. But these kinds of polling numbers and the general feeling about Joe Biden could be pretty catastrophic. You want to talk about catastrophic? That's catastrophic. Let's listen to what Steve Forbes had to say in response to these dismal poll numbers about 48% saying that the policies of Joe Biden are hurting them.
Why next year Joe Biden will not be the Democratic Party nominee.
Whoa. You're on record.
On record. Because the economy, yeah, they can sweep the Hunter stuff away, but that has a stench out there. So you have a poor economy, you have a president people feel is not up to the job anymore, certainly not for the next 4 years. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the scenario is going to be, but they cannot have him running in November of 2024.
Okay, and there you have it. There's Steve Forbes. Now, he went on record saying that, and so it's kind of a little bombshell, and maybe saying something out loud that other people in the White House even or the campaign might be saying, or the Democrat Party elite, I should say, are saying, and it just starts up as a whisper right now, and looking at these poll numbers, the reason I bring this up is because these poll numbers won't necessarily get better over time, as we go through the summer months, and now that the campaigns are going to start becoming more front and center, you know, now as we get past here Memorial Day on the calendar, you know, Governor DeSantis is going to start in earnest. South Carolina, he's going to be in Iowa, he's going to be in New Hampshire. All this is going to be more and more front and center every single day. Joe Biden's not really going to be able to be out there answering a lot of this. And they'll say, well, it's because he's doing president stuff. He has to do president things. So, no, he's not out there answering these frivolous things from these GOP candidates. And, you know, but in reality, what it is that he's not going to be able to be out there doing that. Not just because he's doing president things, but because I think they don't want him out there because when he does campaign things, it sort of goes a little south, doesn't it? But that's maybe another story for another time. But generally speaking, the economy, all these things, yeah, they all go together. And where are they going to turn? Who are they going to turn to be able to come in and save the day? I don't know that they really have anybody. And this kind of ties back to what we were talking about with Denise Simon earlier in hour number three. Where's the bench? Remember it used to be, where's the beef? Remember that? There was the Wendy's commercial. Where's the beef? Well, I guess where the Democrat Party is concerned, it's where's the bench? And I don't know. The bench is floated out to sea somewhere. It's nowhere to be found. They don't have anybody that can just sort of step right in and That's a huge problem for the Democrats. Well, the GOP can capitalize on that as long as they keep their message unified. That's what I think the key is going to be. Unified message, how you're going to come in and fix it, how you're going to put it back and get people prosperous again. That's the message. Okay, folks, stay right there. The Captain's America rolls on. We're coming right back right after this.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, that's right. You are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce as we roll along the radio dial all across the United States of America and to the world via the internet and up on the satellite on the GCN network. And we sure are glad to be with you here this morning. It's been a great show all morning long, and there's still more to come, by the way, folks. So I'm glad that that you're with us here this morning. This from the Washington Examiner, and they're talking about the idea that the House Judiciary Committee is launching an investigation into Bank of America disclosing customer financial info. Well, that sounds pretty ominous, doesn't it? Well, we're going to tell you all about that right after we tell you about our good friends over at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. That's Dominic's Blinds and Decor. And this portion of the program is being brought to you by our friends over at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They're the best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. The captain has worked with them over for many years, of course, and has sung their praises for years. Now, from installation to parts and cleaning, they are the ones to call. And be sure to tell them the captain sent you. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. That's 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Stop on in or call them at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. You can schedule an appointment or simply just stop on by. Local and experienced Dominic's Blinds and decor. And if you'd like to call in and opine, we have our temporary call-in lines because we're transmitting, of course, here from the Captain's America Third Watch West. I think that maybe that sounds about right. I'm over here in Southern California again. Enjoyed my time in Tampa, meeting everybody, of course. And right now we have a temporary call-in line, 949-629-3212, 949-629-3212, if you'd like to call in, if you have a question or a comment. But this from the Washington Examiner. The House Judiciary Committee announced it's looking into Bank of America regarding allegations that the bank shared users' private financial information with the FBI. Now, that may not be completely out of the ordinary if, I don't know, they have a warrant or in the course of an investigation they obtain the proper, go through the proper channels and obtain information because of a law enforcement investigation. That might be one thing. But the article continues, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, and Subcommittee on the Administrative State Regulatory Reform and Antitrust Chairman Thomas Massie, Republican of Kentucky, sent a letter to Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan. And the letter demanded all communications between the bank, the FBI, and the Department of Justice concerning the data dump. All right? So, I mean, this isn't specific. It's not surgical. This sounds like a data dump. The move comes after the House Judiciary Committee and Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government released a report based on whistleblower testimony showing that Bank of America had shared the private financial information of users around January 6, 2021 without due process. An FBI whistleblower has disclosed that shortly after the events at the Capitol on January 6, 2021, Bank of America provided the FBI voluntarily, without any legal process, with a list of individuals who had made transactions in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area with BOA credit or debit cards between January 5th and January 7th, 2021. It added that further testimony revealed that people who had purchased firearms at any time in the past were sent to the top of the list. This information appears to have had no individualized nexus to particularized criminal conduct, but was rather a data dump of BOA customers' transactions over a three-day period, the letter continued. This information undoubtedly included private details about BOA customers who had nothing to do at all to do with the events of January 6th. Even worse, BOA specifically provided information about Americans who exercised their Second Amendment right to purchase a firearm. So it is a little concerning because obviously when investigations go on, and sometimes they have very good reason to go on, they want to find out if they have some kind of probable cause. But House Judiciary or the Subcommittee on the Administrative State and also on the weaponization of the federal government, what they're looking into is how in the world did this kind of data dump just occur? Because that doesn't seem to be in line with the way that that we typically do things in this country. Again, you have to have probable cause, and you have to be able to show why you're investigating somebody, and it has to stick. But just a big data dump, which also would include, I would think, everything else that they might have purchased using their cards. That also could be a privacy issue if there's no reason to go and investigate somebody. So, very interesting stuff there. See, a lot of this, you know, continues. Now, you'd never be hearing about any of this kind of stuff, really, if the Democrats continue to control Congress or control the House, as it were. So that's why this last election, this midterm election was so very important, because otherwise, and you heard Steve Forbes just a few minutes ago, you know, well, you know, they'll sweep the Hunter thing away and so forth. Well, of course they would. And if it wasn't for the GOP-led House, we wouldn't be hearing a lot of what we know now about the Hunter Biden investigation. In fact, that's what's also driving that forward, because they're coming out with so much information that it's harder and harder for the Justice Department to ignore it. And, you know, a lot of good people work at the FBI. I think the vast majority do at the FBI. Vast majority of people of the Justice Department. They're all doing their job, and they've got a calling. I just think it equates to that. It's a calling. to go out and enforce the law and protect the country and protect the citizens. But you do have some other actors going on, there's no doubt, and that's why these subcommittees are so very important, because it helps get the American people the information that they need to have the right perspective. All right, well, to sort of round out the program here this morning, President Joe Biden, this is from Newsmax, President Joe Biden insisted Monday that there were, quote, a lot of competent, unquote, Republicans seeking the White House in 2024, a potential slight at former President Donald Trump. I'm not being facetious. I'm being very serious. I haven't focused on it that much, Biden told reporters, acknowledging that he was not closely following the 2024 Republican presidential primary. He's not closely following the 2024 Republican presidential primary. Okay, well, I get it. The obvious thing is that, you know, he may not be closely following a lot of stuff. But, you know, all kidding aside, really, he's not following it. He doesn't have any idea of what's happening, say, with Ron DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, entering the race, and what that means in terms of him going, you know, mano a mano against Donald Trump, and what the ramifications are of that politically. You're telling me he doesn't follow that? I don't believe it. But he does say, it seems like a lot of competent candidates are trying to get the nomination, he said, he continued. So, we'll see. Well, I mean, you know, typically now they probably got a hold of him right after that and said, no, Mr. President, you don't want to be out there saying that Republicans have competent candidates. What you want to say is they're all MAGA Republicans and they're all crazy and they all want to crash the economy. In other words, stick to the talking points, Mr. President. Stick to the talking points about the debt deal, how they're trying to crash the economy, and how they're holding us hostage, and how they're doing all these things. And you went out there and said they're competent? Well, now you're forcing us to have to go out and try to clean all that up, because our message is very, very different from the GOP is competent. But that's just Uncle Joe. He is going to say what he wants to say, and perhaps he thought he was sliding Donald Trump. But in the midst of that, he's actually saying, "Look, we've got the GOP has competent candidates, but can you say the same thing about the Democrats? Can you say the same thing about the Democrats? I'm not so sure, because they don't have." People that they can go to. But this is why I think, folks, that RFK is, beyond just being a disruptor at this point, RFK can actually, I think, sort of point up the fact that the Democrat side of things right now, and certainly Joe Biden as a candidate, Kamala Harris as a candidate, leave an awful lot to be desired. So watch these poll numbers, because they could keep going down and down and down, and they're just, you know, going to go into the basement, we think, quite literally, in terms of the poll numbers, in the basement. All right, folks, Kyle Warren with you, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. My pleasure to do that here as we've rolled across the overnight hours. I hope that you make it a great day today, and we will see you right back here on the Captain's America later tonight. Take care out there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.